January 30th, 2018, Sussex County Council meeting. First thing, bar this, Sam. Approve the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members. One announcement, Mr. Cole is under the weather today, will not be joining us. Therefore, we can recommend amending the agenda to strike executive session, potential litigation, as well as possible action on executive session items. And I've also been made aware that we have no proposed zoning ordinances to introduce. So those three changes, Mr. President.
No zoning ordinances, okay. Can I motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlette, second, Mr. Wilson. Any question? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. We had the minutes of January 23rd. Any corrections or questions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved.
Yes.
Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comments, Mr. Guy? Thank you, sir. Paul Rieger.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Good morning, Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown, Delaware. Beginning of January, I spoke up about with the Board of Adjustment agendas. The one that I just presented you is the February 19th agenda. During an after hearing, it was discussed a little bit about different things on the agenda. But if you go through this one for February 19th, and this should answer a lot of the questions. The first one is, I put an asterisk there. That one, you have a clue what it was. But if you look at the next eight going through, or nine, to figure out exactly what they are, if you can, just write down, maybe if you just want to have a little fun, write down what you think they might be, and then listen to the hearings to see exactly what they are, to see how much off you can be. I mean, because you can have somebody coming in just for front, side, rear setbacks, thinking it's something simple, turns out to be a whole house going up, a whole major project going out, something that does not pertain to just like a little ramp, a disability ramp or something else like that going in. That really isn't the conflict or the problem. It just comes through, if you listen to the hearings, what goes on, it's a major. There seems to be a lot of loose end questions. You see people sending in emails late during cases the day that it does, that it's being heard for the Board of Adjustments. Maybe they just figured it out or it came through to them what was going on. They didn't pay attention to what it was listed as with just the front yard setbacks. Nobody had a clue. I hope that in the near future, this can be rectified and fixed for what it is and make it more clear for the county residents. The second discussion that I'd like to bring up today, and this one has just been going on with this, comes back to definitions. Last year, you did an MR subdivision. They left a couple acres open. Then they added an 88-bed assisted living facility in an MR community that just went directly to Board of Adjustments. I swear, maybe it's just my opinion, but I thought that something like that should have come back to the planning and zoning and to the county level, not the Board of Adjustments. But in your commercial plan, I believe now you have a definition for assisted living facility. Now, since MR, it only lists, I believe, convalescent home, nursing home. And now you're given what a definition for an assisted living facility in a commercial code. Does that mean now that in the medium residential district, the developers that want to put in an assisted living facility cannot now because it's not in the code that way? Because now you're saying that an assisted living facility is not a convalescent home or a nursing home. I can't see how you can have one or two if it's not going to be listed in the other one, how to fix it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Moore?
Yes.
I want to ask a quick question.
Yes.
Does this body as the county council, is under our purview to determine how the agenda is set for Board of Adjustment or how it's listed, that kind of stuff? I know they're their own entity, their own body.
They are their own.
That does not answer to us.
I was looking at this briefly as he was talking, and I noticed the ones that are very specific, which are all except the first one, are variances. And when the variances come in, you can give specific numbers as far as the setbacks, what they're seeking. And the one that is less specific is a special use exception, which is treated differently, and it's for the purpose of operating a tourist home. Ultimately, the county council does create the ordinances, how things are advertised. I will discuss this with Mr. Sharp and get his opinion on why that's the case. Is it just in the special use exceptions that we see this, or is it variances too? But just a quick look at these does indicate that the variances are specific.
Thank you, sir. Next, the consent agenda. I have two items, wastewater agreement number 844-7, Sussex County project number 81-04, Fairway Village phase 6 of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, and wastewater agreement number 1053-2, Sussex County project number 81-04, Bellaterra phase 1A, Gosling planning area. Any questions or concerns about those? Is there any motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? The vote, Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you. One item today, Administrator's Report for January 30th, 2018.
Item one, the next Sussex County Council Comprehensive Land Use Plan Workshop will be held on Wednesday, January 31st at 9:30 here in Council Chambers. A copy of the agenda is attached. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Medlars? Right on time, isn't he?
I'll be called twice. Good morning, Council. Good morning, Mr. President. This is an opportunity for us to talk a little bit, us being engineering, talk a little bit about the Herring Creek project. Give you a little bit, you saw in the memo, you saw some of the background. You know, there was a lot of activity leading up to the actual referendum. We did not go into detail here, but you saw last year we had the referendum. You saw your actions based on the referendum. You created the Herring Creek District. Was a standalone piece, a standalone area of the unified district, has its own rate. Based on the approval by the voters, the finance department and the engineering department filed the application for the funding. In addition, you had authorized the engineers who were pre-selected for the north planning area, that being Whitman on Record, to start the engineering process for the survey and the aerial design, the aerial photography. So that's all in motion. The other authorization was the right-of-way acquisition. It is very complex down there. There is a lot of, let's say, there is a lot of 70s minor subdivisions going on there which have very complex right-of-ways and very complex access issues between private roads, semi-private roads, etc. So we're working through that. Now, in the meantime, based on the funding application to USDA, the county received the offer of, let me give you the exact number so we don't make any mistakes here, $4,287,000 in loan and $990,000 in grant funding for the first phase, and the first phase being the pump stations, the associated right-of-ways, and the transmission lines. The next phase would be the Northern Peninsula, which is the peninsula which is on Sloan Road. The last phase would be the Southern Peninsula, would be the Banks Road. So the northern one has Herring Creek Estates and Pinewater Farms and a number of smaller parcels. And the lower one obviously has Winding Creek Village and all of these other parcels, which are in very small subdivisions grouped on the north side of Banks Road. So we are to the point that we have the majority, if not one missing. We almost have all the pump station right-of-ways and transmission easements in place. So we're ready for you to approve the loan. That is the USDA loan resolution. And we're ready for you to introduce the actual debt ordinance, the debt service ordinance associated with that first loan piece, $4,287,000.
So, do you have a motion for the loan resolution?
I do have a motion which covers both, if you want.
Okay, that'd be sure. Yeah.
Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering and Finance Departments that the USDA loan resolution authorizing supplemental indebtedness for the Heron Creek Sewer Extension Project be approved, and that the associated debt ordinance titled an ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $4,287,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the construction and equipping of an extension of sanitary sewer services to the Heron Creek area and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith be introduced and be voted on after the requisite public hearing.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions?
Does the customer pay for this? The customer's going to pay for this, right?
The Heron Creek area is going to pay all associated debt, yes.
Is any water put in the Heron Creek?
No, that is not part of that. That is strictly sewer. But Councilman Wilson is reminding all of us that Winding Creek Village had approved
a targeted
water district, yep. which we are fully aware of, and we are being reminded by the customers all the time.
Any more questions?
Just real quick, how long will it take for this to get paid off from the district?
40 years.
40?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
40 years, huh?
Yes, sir.
Mine's yes.
Oh, there you go. My vote, yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
I was kidding about 40 years.
We have one grant request for your consideration. It's Dunbar Elementary School in the Laurel School District. They are requesting $500 for their Dunbar-5K. All proceeds of this event will benefit the school's wellness program. It will enable them to provide further wellness education and activities for their students. Last grant received was $500, which was $250 from Mr. Arlett and $250 from Mr. Vincent.
Move to do the same.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Burton, to grant $500 to the Dunbar Elementary School Wellness Committee for the Dunbar Dash Track Night, being $250 from Mr. Arlett's account and $250 from my account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yep.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Council member comments. Council member comments.
Just one, and that would be to the comment that was made earlier during public comment about the senior assisted living and the comments that were made there. Is there? How do we address that or get answers to that?
I will check with Mr. Sharp and Mr. Robertson on that.
So I think we're very valid comments and points there. So, okay.
Any more council member comments? I guess we need to entertain a motion then to recess until
1:30.
Oh, we're not in session there, luncheon, are we?
No.
Recess until 1:30 public hearings.
Motion,
Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions?
Is this a record of our shortest council member? I think
it's close to it.
I'm thinking it could be 3 years since I've been here. So
that's right. Samson George in here.
We shut down when Cole's not here.
We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yep.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will. Yes. We're now in recess to 1:30 public hearing, and we will be at the.